I was saying that this is much harder work than it was 70 years ago.
That's the rather frail voice of Sir Nicholas Winton, welcoming some of the so-called Winton children this morning at London's Liverpool Street station. Now, as Radio Prague listeners heard earlier this week, around 20 of the 669 mostly Jewish children he saved from Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia recreated their 1939 journey from by steam train across Europe this week, arriving at Liverpool Street on Friday morning, where Sir Nicholas, now 100 years old, was there to welcome them.
70 years ago, it was a question of getting a lot of little children together with the families that were going to look after them. And with 200 children and 200 people going to look after them, all surrounding the station here, it was quite difficult to get them together.
Sir Nicholas Winton. Well, our own Rosie Johnston was at the station to watch the train arrive, and it was there she spoke to Stefan Fiele, Minister for European Affairs and a former Czech ambassador to London.
I'm here because I know Sir Nicholas Winton. I was ambassador here a couple of years ago. And since I have arrived here and since I have heard about this great story, I was very keen, you know, to be a part of anything what would remember that story. Because this story of a great human solidarity needs to be told again and again and again. That's why I'm here.
And you, as you said, were ambassador to London for a great many years. And during that time, I know that your embassy was very often engaged with Mr. Winton and the Winton children. Can you tell me a bit about getting to know him and the people whose lives he saved?
Yeah, when I have arrived, I have seen actually that BBC program from 1988, which was very moving. And then I found people who made it possible for me to meet Sir Nicholas and to talk to him. And then there was a great idea, actually, to celebrate his 95th birthday. And look, I mean, he's now 100 years old. And we celebrated his 95 years at the Czech embassy. We tried to invite as many people as possible. There were dozens and dozens of people. And one of the most moving stories was one which says that he saved almost 670 people at that time. But nowadays, there are thousands of those living, you know, and taking the story with them as their relatives and so on. And it was extremely moving on this opportunity of his 95th birthday to see the generations of the people sharing the story.
What do you think of Mr. Winton as a person?
He's a great man and very humble. I mean, if you think about it, that he's a man who was extremely brave and courageous at his age. And then he tried, whether he has tried, his story was forgotten. And it was only at the age of 80 when it has been rediscovered. And I hope that there are more people with the kind of stories like his.
And one last question, what do you think of this Winton train project?
Oh, it's a fantastic idea. I mean, look at this enthusiasm and emotions here in London. I can tell you about the emotions in Prague a couple of days ago when the train started. It's a great thing to put together the people again with Sir Nicholas, the train, the actual trucks which were used at that time.
That was the Czech European Affairs Minister Stefan Fiele speaking there to